It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Happy birthday, Steve Howe. Not the Yankee suspended like 9 times by baseball for substance abuse violations, but Steve Howe, the guitarist from Yes. Long distance runaround here. Steve Howe turned 77 years old today. Joined on the phone lines now by Julianne Thompson, Republican strategist from Atlanta, Georgia, president of Main Street Network Strategies, host of the podcast Right Now with Julianne Thompson, msnstrategies.com is where to find Main Street Network Strategies. Julianne, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
We saw last weekend, Easter weekend, the White House declaring March 31st, Easter, Trans Day of Visibility, celebrated every year on March 31st. Biden administration making a big deal about commemorating it on March 31st. This upset a number of Christians across the country for very obvious reasons. Is all this part of some sort of strategy to de-emphasize religion, de-emphasize Christianity, and perhaps institute a new religion for the country?
Well, I absolutely think that it is. And, you know, after 3 years of promoting division in America, it's really not surprising at all that Democrats are now targeting voters of faith, specifically Christians. I mean, I'm a Christian, but I have very close friends who are Jewish. I have a very close friend who is Sikh. And everyone that I have talked to feels the same way, that if one of their holiest of days was highly insulted the way that they did Easter, and I know that their trans day of visibility, they're saying, always falls on March 31st. However, the fact that it was so overtly celebrated over Easter at the White House, not to mention the fact that all religious symbols were banned from the White House Easter egg contest, just shows us that this is a direct assault against Christians. I mean, it's highly insulting. And I mean, I truly believe that there is a war against Christianity with this administration and with the Democratic Party at large.
One of the responses, Julianne, is kind of a shrug of the shoulders and say, what's wrong? Why are you so upset? What's the big deal here? Do you think they really don't have an understanding about why Christians would be upset about this?
Well, of course, I think most of them understand why Christians would be upset with this. But I think that the Democrat Party has become so secularized, and this particular White House is as well, that they really do not understand how many people they are alienating. Because actually, part of the original structure of the Democratic Party, their original base was actually very blue collar, very, very pro-Christianity blue collar from many years ago. It's changed over the years, but they do not realize how many people they are alienating when they alienate Christians the way that they have, whether you're talking about blue collar Americans, whether you're talking about Americans who come from different race and cultural backgrounds, African Americans, Hispanic Americans, who faith is such a central part of their life. Especially the Christian faith, and the overwhelming amount of Catholic Christians who are Hispanic, who are highly insulted by this. And it's extremely unfortunate, but it's part of the continued division of America that the Democratic Party is promoting.
Talking with Julianne Thompson here on the Steve Gruber Show. You can find her podcast Right Now with Julianne Thompson. From a purely political standpoint, from a strategic standpoint, Julianne, do the Democrats see more of an opportunity to pick up votes among the non-faithful, among atheists, than perhaps Christians in the country? Are they simply writing off a significant part of the population with decisions like this?
Of course, they're writing off part of the population, although I'm not sure what kind of strategist with any sort of background in politics would not understand that it is winning elections is the art of addition and not subtraction, and they are alienating so many different people. And you know, they're not only alienating us with regard to what they're doing, like we have talked about with the Easter egg hunt, with banning religious symbols. I mean, we're talking about an all-out attack on everything that is precious and honorable to our faith. We're talking about referring to anyone who is a Christian, who is a Republican. They try to malign Christians. They try to refer to them as racist or xenophobic. I mean, it's a regular occurrence in the Democratic Party. And when you're talking about whether it is, you know, medical mutilation in the name of gender confusion, of the true war on women, which is, you know, men taking over women's sports, you know, or convincing women that motherhood is not fulfilling, and an all-out assault on the unborn. Those are all things that are targeting people of faith. And it seems to be central to the Democrat Party strategy.
Julianne Thompson, Republican strategist from Atlanta, President Main Street Network Strategies, host of the podcast Right Now with Julianne Thompson. You can find her at msnstrategies.com, and of course, look for the podcast as well. Julianne, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate it. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show. Treatment company Wolverine's been locally owned and operated for nearly 75 years. Michigan people giving you the best water of your life. The Michigan team at WolverineWaterSystems.com. That's WolverineWaterSystems.com. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Get ready, Michigan. There's a new opportunity in town. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. 7 out of 10 high school seniors could get up to $27,500 over 5 years just by filling out the new and simplified FAFSA. Don't miss your chance to let the state shape like a hand give you a hand in paying for college. Check it out at mi.gov/achievement. Brought to you by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.